6 minutes past 11 on Radio West with the Pet Shop Boys and Love Comes Quickly. Now then, coming up the other side of the next commercial break, we have a lady with a man's name to sing for us. The lady in actual fact is called Stevie Nicks. She used to sing with a band called Fleetwood Mac. And I always thought this was rather strange because one of the member of the band is called Lindsey Buckingham. And he is female. He is male. I beg your pardon. Watch how I say this. I might get myself into trouble. But Lindsey Buckingham is actually male. And Stevie Nicks is female. So there's something. I always thought there was something wrong. In actual fact, I remember listening to the radio once in England. And they had a trivial phone in. And the question asked was, who would you like to be stuck with the lift in when the lift broke down? You know, the kind of thing they have over there. And the one gentleman rang up and said, yeah, I want to be stuck in a lift with Lindsey Buckingham. And there was much guffaw and laughter in the background, of course, because when they realised that Lindsey Buckingham is actually male and Stevie Nicks is female. Very strange. And she follows the break. Rochford Bridge Pitch and Putt Club announced their annual All-Star Dance in Wheelhunt's Rochford Bridge on Easter Sunday night. Music is by Night Flight and there's dancing from 10 o'clock till 2 in the morning. A bar extension and supper are available. Porrick Horan, Offaly All-Star, will also attend. All at the Rochford Bridge Pitch and Putt Club annual All-Star Dance in Wheelhunt's Rochford Bridge. It's the only club worth driving to.
Martin Brothers, Harbour Street, Mullingar, Fabulous Easter Fiesta Sale. There's a 1985 Fiesta 957L, 15,000 miles, price £5,850. There's a 1983 Fiesta 957L, 33,600 miles, price £4,550. A 1982 Fiesta 957L, 41,000 miles, price £3,950. A 1981 Fiesta Festival, 52,000 miles, price £3,500. There's a 1981 Fiesta 957L, 46,000 miles, price £3,750, a 1981 Fiesta 957L, 42,000 miles, price £3,650, cheaper Fiestas to clear. All these cars carry our unique 12 months parts and labour warranty. That's Martin Brothers, Harbour Street, Mullingar. Telephone 044 48401 and 48403.
Tony Refrigeration of Athlone invite you to the Cold Delight 86 exhibition of whipped ice cream machines, including the Mini Whip, Jet Whipped, Seth Queen catering machines and milkshake machines at the Royal Hoey Hotel Athlone on Wednesday, April the 2nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Thursday, April the 3rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Honey Refrigeration invites shopkeepers, hoteliers and caterers. That's the Cold Delight 86 exhibition of whipped ice cream machines in the Royal Hoey Hotel Athlone on Wednesday, April the 2nd and Thursday, April the 3rd.
Yeah. thinking about the same thing. Yes, I see your expression when the phone rings. We both know there's something happening here. There's no sense in dancing around the subject. A wound gets worse when it's treated with neglect. Well, don't turn now, there's nothing here to fear.
Lady with a gentleman's name, and that's called Talk to Me. It's 27 minutes before 12 o'clock, and good morning, Captain.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, yourself?
You're looking nice and fresh. Did you tell me you were up at 7 o'clock this morning? Did you forget to put your clock forward?
Yeah, this hour has thrown me completely today, I tell you.
Did you put your clock forward last night?
I did do, yeah. It was some unpronounceable hour that I got to bed this morning because of the hour that we lost.
Oh, I see, yes, so there wasn't too much sleep done last night, is that it?
Well, something like that, yes.
Right, well, the reason why I'm here this morning, but anyway, so early, 11:30. You say, your friend in, where is he? Blackpool in England.
Armand Barry Johnson, yes.
Barry Johnson.
Anorak's UK.
Good morning to you, Barry. How
are
you?
Good morning, Barry and Ruth, yes.
This is the first of hopefully many programmes which we eventually will be getting a circuit around to other radio stations. It's a programme connected with how everybody else is doing in Ireland as far as independent radio is concerned, and we hope anybody out there interested in that type of thing, in other words, anorak, or what would you call this, Phil?
Well, the general term is anoracking. In fact, this seems to be the world-renowned term for being a radio fan these days. In actual fact, it cropped up in the newspapers last week in one of the popular English daily newspapers. I'll read it to you. Actually, it's quite amusing. And Derek Jameson, we all know who he is, star-elect of Radio 2, has encountered his first fan. And apparently it says, even before the former Fleet Street editor starts his next show next month, he was spotted by an autograph hunter outside the BBC already. My word, these people are famous. And apparently these broadcasting groupies are nicknamed anoraks by the celebrities they chase. Now, there's something that I never knew. The actual fact that the term anorak was given by the BBC. Definitely strange.
I think the term anorak originally went back to the time when the guys who are into... finding out how many radio stations it could receive on the radio. Going back years ago, Simley used to go up on top of a hill with their anorak on and get a piece of wire and run it out each side of their arm connected up to the radio, and away they went. Is that right, or somewhere around there?
Oh, I think there's many different sort of varies, because I've heard that when the offshore stations were very big in the 1970s, they used to organise boat trips out there, sightseeing and that sort of thing. And used to get millions of people with all the cameras and that sort of thing as they go up to the radio ships, and people on board would be saying, hey, here comes the anorak brigade, you know, because it'd be raining.
Yeah, so that would make logic as well.
Yeah.
Well, anoraks were big around that time anyway, so...
I'm sure they were, yeah.
It was probably a bit of everything. Everybody was wearing anoraks because they were warm and had the zip front and
That's
the
right.
famous hat attached onto it. Great stuff indeed. Right, later on in the programme, we hope to be going from one end of the band to the other end of the band. We'll be having a few little snippets and a few little bits and pieces
yes,
of
we've got
everything.
A little bit of information for us.
I think we'll have a little bit of music.
Right, okay. We've got a song by the Rolling Stones. It's called the Harlem Shuffle.
Yeah!
turned you on with us before 12 o'clock on a Sunday morning. That's the Rolling Stones, popular as ever, as they were back in the 1960s, when Radio Caroline first started broadcasting, of course. And it is actual fact this Easter weekend that they are celebrating the 22nd anniversary.
And it is this weekend that we're starting off our first Anorex programme. For starters, the programme, which now will be running next Sunday from 11:30 until 12, we hope to be extending that to an hour, Phil, hopefully later on, when we get all our little details and we start getting in a few letters from...
Lovely. Oh, yes, that's most important.
I'm just going to have a quick look at our FM band. From Mullingar here, actually, we're kind of in an ideal situation, and there our phone goes. Aha. Mr. Scully, would you do the honour? Thank you very much. Our phone seems to be ringing quite loud this morning. Right, starting on the FM band, we're in an ideal situation here in Mullingar, getting back to myself once again, because we use the pipe system here in Mullingar, which has quite good FM at times. Most of the time, actually, it's quite bad, as you know yourself, Phil.
Yeah, it's unusual, actually. It's something I've never come across before. I think it's very popular in Ireland, isn't it? Cabling, TV and radio.
Yeah, cabling, TV. For example, like, we can pull in... If the pipe was really 100%, if the system was good, we would possibly be able to pull in anybody in Ireland on FM. Would that be right? I'd nearly say so.
Oh, yeah,
we can pull in
so.
The northern ones and a lot of the southern ones. At the moment, the pipe system is being looked after. I was talking to the pipe man, actually. Yes, I brought him up and showed him my tuner and how bad things were. And as it turned out, just when the guy was there, it got really ratty and really bad. It was crackling and everything on it. And I was delighted with myself because I said, well, at least the guy knows what I'm talking about. That it's, I'm not trying to tell him fibs or anything.
Mm. Well, what do you think?
So he tells me there's a man coming down from that small station operating in Dublin. Uh-huh. And he's going to have a look at the system during the week, and hopefully it'll be rectified.
Very good.
In the meantime, we are putting up our own FM aerial, which will have amplifiers, and will also have a rotor on it, which means we'll be able to gear into the people down in Cork and places like that. We'll be able to direct.
That's great. Yes.
Mr. Cahill, if you're listening out there this morning, you were to come and do that last week for me. But anyway, we'll get all in this morning, won't we? Starting off the first independent radio, as far as we can make out here, as far as we can receive here in Mullingar, is ourselves in 94.1. And we sail up then to 95.8 or thereabouts, and we have Breffni's Channel 2, which... have any comment to make on that, Phil?
Well, the small bit I've listened to it sounds a bit like Breffni as it is, but instead of playing country music, they're just playing pop music.
Actually, the massive distortion there, I listened to them for a couple of minutes there during the week. The music was very low, and suddenly the DJ came in, and it nearly blew some of my lovely speakers inside.
All credit to them, though, that they are doing something that hasn't been done before, really.
Yeah, pop station, Kevin.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it'll go down very well.
They suffer from a hum there too during the week. They had a massive hum in the gear. Wherever they got a hold of it, I don't know. Anyway, I'm sure their engineer will look after all that.
I'm sure they will. Yes.
They have been varying around the band there, actually, quite a lot. They were on 95.8, then they were on 96, and then they were 96.2, and 96 mm-hmm. point this and that and the other. So I think they're settled back to 95.8 now. I think that might be an old transmitter. I sold them once upon a time.
Everything in Ireland seems to be geared around Radio West transmitters somewhere along the line.
As well as that, actually, on their channel too, if you listen to it, they have Breffni, their country and western station, actually, is coming in on the background of it.
Now that's what the problem that Chris Carey had with Exidy, wasn't it? And Nova and Exidy, when he tried to run the two stations together. Yet, look at the guys on the Caroline ship at the moment. They managed to run a Dutch service, which is completely different, and... An English service as well, on the same ship, you know, within feet of each other, yet they come through absolutely clean and green, as they say.
Yeah, it's
with
very,
no
very
distortion
hard to,
as well.
The typical one there, I think, was Radio Dublin. Whenever you listen to Radio Dublin with Channel 1 and Channel 2, you listen to Channel 2, which was called Channel 2, and Radio Dublin then was Channel 1, and you always hear Radio Dublin like in the background. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a man would be shouting away there, and yet you hear going on in the background as if it was he was tuned into another station and he was playing records in Channel 2.
Yeah.
Next up then, we had a carrier there for the last few weeks on 96.
Mm-hmm.
On the FM band, and we've discovered actually the other day that this was in actual fact a new downtown transmitter.
I looked that up on the list of FM stations that was sent to me the other week, and that actually does say that downtown radio is actually listed on 96.0, and in actual fact, if I can just get my piece of paper somewhere, wherever I can find it.
Well, there have been off, there was a carrier on there for the last few weeks, now they're actually come in quite well here, don't they?
That's right, yeah.
96, and, right, what else have we to say around that area of the band? We have, we're next up on Boyneside. And Boyneside seems to be doing a lot of playing around. We'll have a record and we'll get really into serious things.
Is that, that Boyneside Drogheda, is it, or Boyneside Kells? Because the two of them have got FMs at the moment, which are both audible here.
Yeah, the, probably the best one will be the 96 point. I'll just have to check that, actually, while we're playing the record, just exactly where they are. So Boyneside, we're listening in. We're going to do a story on you next, okay? Right, what have we got next lined up?
We've got a record by Howard Jones, which features Phil Collins in the background as well, on all the Pots and Pans, and it's called No One Is to Blame. Before 12 o'clock, that's Howard Jones featuring Phil Collins, also on vocals and in the background as well, and called No One Is to Blame. Right, Sean, what
right, next? Okay. I've just checked out some of those. Actually, our pipe system is, our aerial system this morning is very, very bad, very poor reception altogether. Right, on 96, actually, was the last frequency we mentioned, and that was Downtown Radio. There's a new transmitter on there.
That's right.
As you said, they were listed on that frequency.
They are, yes. They've obviously just increased the power.
Well, something like that. We are getting them loud and clear now. On 97.8 is Bray Local Radio.
BLB,
Bray,
yes.
BLB.
Uh-huh.
Bray Local Broadcast, actually. That's right.
Think of it as proper term, yes.
Yeah, Bray Local Broadcast. Actually, Bray Local Broadcast always comes in down here.
They are.
Even though, no matter how bad the pipe system is, it just happens to be a nice, clean channel. It's that there's no one else uses in the country or in Europe, for that matter, on 97.8 or thereabouts, it would be 98.7. In actual fact, we had our transmitters down at Steve Bloom going back about a year ago. I see. We had some correspondence from people in Breffni, and it's 95.6, not 95.8, as we have listed here.
Well, that's lovely. That's nice to get a good feedback from people, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. They're listening in. Don't forget next Sunday, lads. Right. What was I going to say? I was going to say something else there about Breffni, about some of the lads whom I met in Mullaghorn Hall. I think they could have been a bit nicer about the whole thing. Anyway, that's
getting a bit personal now.
Yes, getting very personal together. I think these people come up and say hello to you, at least. I always make the presence felt no matter where.
I thought this was an anorak program, not slagging other stations.
But anyway, This is it. So you can pass that on to your thing if ever there's any of the lads around. We'd always like to say hello to them. I kind of said there's only half of these people had left. We realised we're in the hall at all. So we're not that bad. We like to say hello to people. So. Anyway, 96 is downtown. 97.8 or thereabouts is BLB. Since we don't have a digital readout and nothing, we're just given a rough and we're not too far out so far. On 98.1 then we have our first Boyne site. Now where is that one from, Phil?
Well, it'd be either Kells Relay or from Drogheda, I would imagine. But don't quote me on that one.
Yeah, it seems to be the stronger of the two. Actually, there during the week, it was coming in full strength when the pipe system actually was quite good. It was full strength in their stereo light has been off this last few weeks. I don't think they are in stereo, even though the stereo light now is back on.
Yeah.
I think Eddie would want to pull up his socks up there and get moving, get working. Ourselves on our Tullamore transmitter is on 99.1.
I noticed actually there's been correspondence in a weekly report not too long ago about Radio West being all over the band. I'll just see if I can find it actually.
Well, I can't see where the
fact. Oh yes, reporters say the station has been received locally on 100.3 megahertz, but others say the station can be picked up all along the FM band, so this is probably the case here. And it says, oh, they also said they seem to have a settled lineup at last, not before time. And it goes...
What date was actually on that? That's anorex, isn't it?
That's the number 99, the 23rd of March.
So 23rd of March.
That's last week.
I don't know where, who was feeding them that information? Obviously, it wasn't you, I don't think.
Not guilty, no.
No, it must have been our ill-famous John Dwyer. Mm. That man of many words and talents.
Be careful what you say now.
Well do without having, let me say. Right, 98.1 is... Boyneside, and that seems to be the stronger of the two, since Boyneside have a frequency which we'll be getting on to next. 99.1 is our own Tullamore transmitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go on to 99.8 or thereabouts. We have Treble TR in Dublin.
Right.
Treble TR actually coming quite well here as well.
Mm.
In around half full strength, and they're quite audible at times. And then on, that's 99.8, then on in around 100.1 or thereabouts, we have the other Boyneside relay as well, wherever that's coming from. I think that's the Drogheda one. Would it be right in that?
It could be. I'd really have to check on the list on that
one. We'll
be
checking on us on these things over the next few weeks anyway, and we'll be letting people know exactly what's going on there.
Mm.
In between, we've just missed one. On 99.9 or thereabouts, we have a new station started up in Prosperous in County Kildare.
Oh, yes.
And they're operating seemingly on FM only. With an FM transmitter, I think it's 20 watts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any place I've been near in County Kildare, up around that area, like Mother Hubbard's isn't too far away, really, from Salons and places like that. And I have a very good receiver in the van, the Radio S van, good aerials and everything else, and I've never seemed to catch these boys. And I've tried all those. I have a digital readout, so I can try every one of those frequencies. Even though here in Mullingar, I can get it no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, they come in very well on the system, they do. And it's a very well-standing station, too. Very nice.
And they seem to be there. I thought that this is the station I just going to last a few weeks, but they're still banging away there. They play a little bit of everything. I recognised one of the voices on it the other day as of Tony Lumsden.
Mm.
And Tony worked here for a little while, going back about 4 years ago. I remember Tony had one huge tape recorder, radio cassette, and definitely it should be on wheels, it does that. And he started putting batteries into it, it was like loading a magazine for a machine gun or something, because he never seemed to stop putting batteries into it.
There's a gentleman called Niall McGowan, I believe, who has something to do with it.
Yes, he's done some of their jingles up there. Anyway, farewell to you, lads, you're trying hard anyway. So
that's what it's all about.
You need medium wave transmitters there, I think, to get any sort of...
Well, on the subject of people on FM only, what's the situation happening with Zoom 103?
Yeah, we're just getting up there.
Oh, right.
We've only about 10 minutes left, so we better rush this, okay? 101, we have our Sunshine, which always comes in very, very well.
It
very,
does.
Very clean, in stereo. And their other repeater, which is on 101.5, or thereabouts.
Yeah.
And then on 102, this is something I learned last night, actually. I was doing a gig over in Kildare.
Right.
And Leeds Community Radio seemingly have put on a new transmitter. And it's on 102. Now, the stereo light is on, but I don't think, in actual fact, they're in stereo. That's Leeds Community Radio.
Ah, yes.
That a young fella actually on it last night. This is around, what it'd be, around, I think around 2 o'clock or half 2 or somewhere around that area. I'm not too sure which the time of day or night it was. And he was actually... talking to somebody downstairs because he said there's a message out there for somebody. Bring up the Zoom or the Wham tape. And I thought it was very funny. The young fella sounded about 10 or 11 years of age. But anyway, he seemed to be full of himself and he was doing quite a good job. His music actually was quite good as well. That's on 102. And as we all know, Q in Dublin is on 102 as well. But as far as I know, Q is on 102.1 in Dublin. Would that be right?
103.5 as well, I think, isn't
it? Yeah, 103.5, yeah. But 102.1.
Something like that. Something
would be
very
the similar. More accurate frequency for. And Leeds Community Radio on 102. So we can pick up Leeds Community Radio here only on medium wave. Right, 102.7, we have, we're back to RTE. And 103.1 was our famous Nova station, which closed down there a few weeks ago, right? And there seems to be great anxiety going on to what's going on there.
Well, yes.
Obviously, Mr. Carey has gone back to England with the last week and a half.
Yeah.
That was my latest report. And the liquidators seemingly went and moved into Nova because there was a few shillings owed there to our bankmen and taxmen and everything.
Well,
else.
Yeah.
Seemingly they found the whole place cleaned out. But obviously the gear had been sold to his new company over the last few weeks.
Mm.
And the new company was running on VHF only since he was now looking for a new medium wave site in Dublin.
Right.
And they were operating away, calling themselves Zoom 103.
Yeah. Am I right in thinking it's coming from
it's coming
Leeson
from Street?
Street, yeah, the Magic 103 studios, yeah.
It's coming from Leeson Street in Dublin. And the liquidator paid there a visit, and he found out like that they had receipts and that for their studio gear. But when he went and checked up their VHF transmitter, he realised that this was still part of Nova property, which obviously at this stage was a slip on Carey's behalf that he hadn't checked the whole situation out. So the liquidator just went up and took their FM transmitter.
So that's what
they were on to me the other day about buying an FM transmitter.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not they're serious about this, they had a new engineer up there, and Mr. McKenzie was head of controls, and Mr. Carey was come back to England with the last week and a half.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of details, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, there seems to be a bit of a mix-up with this auction. I don't really know. I mean, Barry has printed the actual catalogue in the back of a weekly report here, advertising all the things for sale. Yet I received a letter the other day, actually, from the auctioneers, saying, further to recent developments in the disposal of the above equipment, we have been requested by the official receiver of Nova Media Services to postpone the auction until such a time as his situation is clarified. So,
so in other words, the liquidator is still looking for bits of gear to put into the auction. He's not
maybe,
at the moment,
maybe.
Isn't that it? That could be in 12 months' time before that auction with an accident. Who was the auctioneers? PB Dunn.
PB Gunn, yes.
Gunn, is it, or Dunn?
Gunn. D-U-N-N-E.
That's Dunn. D-U-N-N-E. No?
No, G.
G.
G-U-N-N-E, yeah.
Gunn, right, okay. Right. On 104, we have Athlone local radio.
Oh, yes.
ALR, they call themselves. Down there, yes, actually, they sound quite well. We are, at the moment, putting in our VHF stereo transmitters and our new medium wave, which will be on 702 kHz in catering for Athlone.
Lovely.
Imagine getting your own plug in there. That should be in service, actually, next week, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Athlone is there. 104.1, then, we have KISS in Dublin.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
KISS using two 250-watt transmitters, getting out quite well. I think they could need getting the rack together. They're on 94.6 as well. 94.7, I've just been informed. I think they need to get the rack and more consistency, and I think a bit of professionalism in there, somebody in there.
Well, yes, yes.
I think they could have a good thing going for them, since now Nova is gone, and there's going to be no more Nova, and that's it.
Mm, that's
gone
right,
completely.
Yeah.
There's no way you'll ever see Nova back in the air again. In a way, Mr. Carey wasted a lot of money, as far as I'm concerned, but no massive power on that. And,
well, it was very popular.
I think Q for cute, I think, is more than anything else. They have a small medium wave on the same frequency as Cavan.
Mm.
Actually, we'll have a quick race to with 4 minutes.
Not even that now. Coming to 2 minutes now.
Right, what's happening on the medium wave? I'll let you talk first there, really quick.
Right,
anything new
well,
or exciting along there?
Not really to speak of, medium wave wise. Really, anything in particular. Just trying to think now of what is available on the medium wave. It's conditions.
Well, Cavan this morning, actually. I was listening to Cavan this morning.
Right.
Cavan have really done something with their transmitter, because Cavan and Q in Dublin operate in the same frequency, and Cavan definitely had full control of the airband here in Mullingar this morning. They really were.
Mm, well, they did have a problem with the transmitter hold due to some electrical equipment, I think, went up in smoke at one point when some water got in. And they were only operating with one transformer powering the rig, you see. So consequently, you can only run the rig on small power with only one transformer operating because you join too many amps. So, unless
we move back to, I think, to 1170 or something, and since I have moved back that's for somebody else request. I see millions of requests here in front of me. Brevnay, they've moved back an RTE1 in actual fact, is putting out a harmonic from Athlone, and always has.
No, really?
You cannot get them here in Mullingar and medium wave. Well, I know on the small transistor radio, car radio possibly, yes.
Yeah.
On the small transistor radio here in Mullingar.
Brevnay are famous.
You get a mixer of Brevnay and RTE1.
Yeah, Brevnay are famous for a harmonic as well that they put out, which has been received all over the place in Europe, you know.
Yeah.
I often wonder if they actually tune the transmitter up to concentrate on all the one frequency, they probably get out twice as better as they do.
Yeah. Aaronside, they're really down in Tara lately too. I can't really get them quite well at all. Boyneside have a new transmitter in up around that end of the band.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be coming in quite well. Leeds Community Radio can just barely get them. And who else can I get along there? Carousel. I can get those. And Radio Dublin seems to be going quite well. New radio station starting in Dublin. That's the latest news there. We're near news time. Many minutes ago.
We are coming up to 15 seconds before 12 o'clock.
Right, okay. 15 seconds before 12 o'clock. We'll just go straight into our Irish program because I think Sunshine is on the blink again there.
Well, they were off this morning, actually.
Yeah.
I guess they must have...
Yeah, they're on the blink there a few minutes ago. The latest in radio in Dublin is that there's a new station starting in Dublin. It's called Liberty Radio. It's belonged to the famous man for erecting aerials. Teddy Fast. But he's going to do it on a very small scale, 20 watts of FM and something like 400 or 500 watts of...
You don't know what kind of format,
wave.
Do you? No.
The medium wave, he bought it off Capital Radio.
Oh, very good.
So now, do you want any more information? Tune in next Sunday between 11:30 and 12. We might be extending it to 11 to 12 because since we run so short a time this morning,
yeah.
Very little to talk about.
If anybody wants to write any with any contributions at all for
any
us to read out, then between 11:30 and 12, the address is Radio West, Patrick Street in Mullingar.
And just take
all
the
correspondence to that. That's right. Make it easy.
RDX.
Whatever.
Okay, good morning.
Right. Thank you very much.
Falchus Jack. Good afternoon. Happy Easter, everybody. It's just gone 3 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock. That's correct. Yes, if you haven't decided to put on your old clock an hour, well, you're an hour behind time. So a lot of people, didn't probably do that last night, but you're all very welcome to the program this morning, and we'll with you right through until 3 o'clock. So thanks again to Phil for keeping you all informed and up to date there, and letting you know, of course, all about the different radio stations around about Ireland that you can tune into here in the Midland area. Very interesting indeed. Now on with the request, because we've a big bag of posts here this morning for Easter and little tidbits of information and things like that, and we also will be playing a few special tracks. I was in a house during the week there, and a rare collection of records, and we will be playing them later on for you. A little track from an LP called Flack Olna here in Listowel 1970. And we have the Ballinamere Kelly Band, and we also have Bill McComiskey making the rounds, and Sean McGuire with the Four Star Quartet, and I'm told that's a collector's item, and that'll be later on in the program. And of course we have McCullough, that's Ronnie here in the Women of Ireland LP, and a little bit of news about Galen Recordings, and also where you can get some very good traditional records in Dublin as well. We have a little address here, and we will be giving you that, but more about that later on. Mrs. Finn was on to me to tell me that she wants to thank all the people that turned up at the Oisnigin last night for the Milltown and Emperor Community Games Fund, and Paddy Campbell was really great over there in Dushnakin, and they had a full house, and she wants to thank this here at Radio West for giving it an old plug last week. Also very, very happy birthday to Joan Finn. Joan was 5 on last Wednesday. And also Aidan Swords in Road, well, he will be 7 on April the 5th, and that comes in from his loving Nana at Ballinderry here in Mullingar. And happy birthday to Patricia Doyle from Edmonton, Kilucan, from all her family as well. Let's have a listen to Joe Lynch and the Irish Rover, getting the program away this morning.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the Colquay of Cork. We were bound far away with the cargo of clay for the fair city hall of New York. She was an elegant craft, she was rigged for an aft, and oh, how the wild wind called her the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horse's hide. We had 4 million barrels of bone. We had 5 million dogs. We had 6 million hogs. We had 7 million barrels of pork. We had 21 bales of old Indigo steel in the hold of the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. And poor Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a chap from Westmeath named Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. There was Dolan from Clare, just as strong as a bear, all on board the Irish Rover. For a sailor it's always a bothering life, it's so lonesome be night and be day, that he longs for the shore and a charming young wife who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swilling potteen and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of the maid he is never afraid, that old salt from the Irish Rover. Ship lost its way in the bar. Then that whale of a crew were reduced down to 2, myself and the captain's old dog. Oh, the ship struck a rock with a terrible shock. The boat she was tossed right over. We're 9 times around, then the old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
Himself there from Glen Roe, the last of the Irish Rovers. Now, lots of posts. So here we go. Hello to Mrs. Gorman of 28 Clontarf Road. We're told you celebrated your birthday there during the week and that you had a really fabulous birthday party on last Wednesday night. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday night. We also have to say hello to Sinead and Nuala Hennessy, and they live in Clohan. We met them down there last Thursday night. Great night down there in the Clohan Inn. Really fantastic altogether. And also we have to say hello to Dennis and Mary Rosny from Pulla, and Kieran and Nora Dorley from Clohan as well, and that comes in from Noel. Dear Ricey, please wish Father Malachy Lynham of Rosemont a happy Easter, and wish Mrs. Cathy McGrath a speedy recovery. Hope to see them soon. Love from the Lynham family in Marion Square. And they're looking for the Jabba McGrath song by Pascal Grant, says he, looking across. And we'll have that song later on, because I have it lined up on the programme as well. For Patricia and Kevin Cowley, hello to Patricia and Kevin. Happy anniversary. We're told it's your wedding anniversary this week, and that comes in from all at 52 Clontarf Road as well. Dear Ricey, would you please say a happy birthday to Aggie Braggan of Lakeview, who had a birthday a few weeks ago. She was 80 years young and obliged. And that comes in from Biddy and Agnes and Molly. Keep up the good work. So congratulations to Aggie Bracken, 80 years young, a few weeks ago. So she's heading for the 81 now. Coming up next, we're going to have a selection of reels, The Siege of Innes and The Rare Bog from the Galloglass Cayley Band after this.
Your trees and shrubs and fruit trees come to Michael Seven's Model Garden Centre, Horsley, near Moat. Our selection and quality beats them all.
In my garden, I'm as free as that feather sleep up there, and it's fine.
Remember, our quality selection and professional advice on choosing and planting cannot be beaten. That's Michael Seven's Model Garden Centre, Horsleap. Phone 0506 35116.
Coins of Edenderry are main Suzuki, Honda and Yamaha dealers. In stock, the new Suzuki TS100 trials, Suzuki GP100 with mag wheels, the new Honda 90 Cub and the Honda 70 Cub. Also a 1985 GP100, 6 months old GP100 with mag wheels, and a 1985 Honda 70 Cub, a 1984 Honda 70, a 1981 Honda 50, a 1978 Honda 50, and a 1981 CG125, an early 1981 CG125, and a Volkswagen Trike 3-wheel, a 1983 GS125. All the above machines are guaranteed and trade-ins taken. Finance arranged on new and second-hand bikes within 48 hours. Second to none for after-sales service on all large and small bikes, with a large range of spare parts and gear for the biker. Other bikes, big and small, can be got to order within 24 hours. Call or phone today to Coins Edenderry. Phone 0405 31037. Cayley Law Tier are on the move once again. This time Thursday the 3rd of April, our recording unit will visit the Corner House Bar, Dunkeen in Burr, and we invite all musicians along, both young and old. This night is a must for all lovers of Irish music and song. So for a great night of Irish music and song, the place to be is the Corner House Bar, Dunkeen Burr, Thursday the 3rd of April.
Kelly Band there, and the rare old Rattling Bog there, and the Siege of Venice, a selection of reels. Now, this is a very, very special occasion for me here on Kelly Lartira, because I'm about to congratulate somebody who will be 100 years old tomorrow. So everyone, get your ears to the radio. A lovely person, I'm told. And her photograph is on the front of the Westmead Examiner this week. And her name is Sister Isa Gorman of the Loretta Convent here in Mullingar. And she will be 100 years young tomorrow. And the request comes in from her nephew, Jim Gorman, and his wife, Catherine. And also the grandnieces, Martina, and her three grandnephews, Frankie, Josie, and baby Joseph. And we're told baby Joseph is only 6 weeks old today. So we have right now the youngest listener to Kelly Lartira and perhaps the oldest listener to Kelly Lartira.
Do you think you'll live to be 100, Ricey?
And they listen in every week, the Gormans too, and they live at Knockmant, Kilucan. And James was 7 yesterday as well. And they listen to, particularly to hear the Little Red Fox, but we haven't got the Little Red Fox lined up today. But heartiest congratulations, and I'm sure the President will be sending on the little voucher to Sister Isa tomorrow, 100 years old, and I'm sure there will be great celebrations in the convent, in the Loretto Convent, by the community as well. So congratulations, Sister, to everybody, or from everybody that listens in to Kelly Lartira today. I'm sure everyone's saying hooray, well done, and fantastic, 100 years old tomorrow. So from us all to you, we're going to play an album called Sean O'Reada with Chol Tori Coolin and Sean O'Shea, and this was made on March the 30th, 1969. So that's 17 years ago today. This particular track was made in the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin by Sean O'Reada, the great Sean O'Reada. And we're going to play one of his most popular pieces. Sean used to play this tune as a friendly gesture to his audience, it says here on the sleeve notes, "Tour them the love, give me your hand." And it was written by the blind Derry Harper, Rory Dahl O'Conn. Once while he was on a visit to Scotland, he had a disagreement with Lady Eglinton, and when she apologised to O'Conn, he composed a tune for her. And on the strength of such good music, his fame spread throughout Scotland. Now, Sean plays "Tour Them the Love" on the harpsichord, as it might have been played by an old harper. So, especially for Sister Isa Gorman, 100 years young tomorrow, congratulations. "Tour Them the Love," Sean O'Reada. there, and George O'Coon, and Tour them the love, especially for Sister Isa Gormer, Sister Isa Gorman, down in the Retta Convent here in Mullingar. Congratulations to you, 100 years old, 100 years young tomorrow. I doubt if we'll ever see it. Dear Icy, please pray a request for Tom Wynn, who's a farmer who is in hospital. Get well soon. Also for Tom and Bridgie Sutherland at Ballyclare for Ban, the Walsh family, Hill Road, Clahan, and especially for my mother and all who know me. I listen to your programme every Sunday and Wednesday. Thanking you, Mossy Cooper. Hello, Mossy. We were speaking to Mossy down there in the Clahan Inn last week as well. Please play a request for my husband Tom Wynn, who is in hospital. Get well soon. Also for my three sons, Pascal, Sean and Michael, and Michael's wife Mary, and the children as well. For the Durleys and the Wynn family, and also for my mother, Mrs. Margaret Daly Belmont. Keep up the good work. And that comes in from Jane Wynn. Now, a belated happy birthday for Joe. That's Joe Gallagher from Josie and all the family. And happy Easter to Mammy and Daddy from Barbara, Olive, Fergal, Aoife, Carnan, Joy, Josephine and Joseph Jr. And they all live in the Clahan Inn, and we had lovely cakes and what have you there afterwards that night as well. It was really a great night. Nice to everybody that came along to the Clahan Inn. I hope you all got home safely afterwards. By the way, don't forget, we're down in Duncairn, it is outside of Barr, on next Thursday night. So we're looking forward to that as well at the Corner House. Dear Ricey, please play a request for my mother and father, wishing them a happy Easter. Also for Mrs. Connolly, Callery Street, Tullamore, and Paddy and Sarah Cleary, Nina, County Tipperary. That comes in from Noel Cooney. You and your programme have done more to promote Irish music than any other form of media organisation in the past 10 years. Keep up the good work, it says. Well, thanks for the kind remarks there, Noel. Hello to Mrs. Bernadette Cleary. She lives in Mahonstown, Ratchford Bridge, but at the moment she's in Portiuncula Hospital in Ballinasloe, where she gave birth to a baby girl. Congrats from all at 25 Derry Navy Park in Ratchford Bridge. And finally, we have one for Anne and Josie, and they live in Galway Road in Lochray, from Jim Boy himself. They were looking for the Hills of Kerry, can't find it at the moment. But here we go, for all you people that like Paddy Riley, The Town I Love So Well.
There was music there. this pay as I played in the small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. Found me a wife in the town I loved so well. But when I've returned, how my eyes were burned to see how a town could be brought to its knees. The armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by that old gas yard wall, and that damn barbed wire to the town I love so well. Now the music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirit's been bruised, never broken. Though they'll not forget, on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done, it's done, and what's won, it's won, and what's lost, it's lost and gone forever. I can only pray town I love so well.
Matt Buckley, Ireland Limited, we carry the largest stock of tractor spares in the Midlands for Massey Ferguson, Ford, Perkins Engines and International Harvesters. We also have batteries, wheels, spool valves, hydraulic hose fittings, clutches and pressure plates for all tractors X stock. Call and see us today at Matt Buckley Ireland Limited, Lynn Industrial Estate, Mullingar. Phone 044 41638 or 41062.
Who will educate my children?
Plan Life's Educational Trust Fund.
How?
Well, it provides school fees when required. It guarantees your child an education in the event of death of either parent. And it can save you up to £600 per annum in income tax.
How much will it cost?
Well, for as little as £5 per week, you can start your own educational fund. And remember, there never was and there never will be free education.
I'm very well aware of that, but who will educate my children?
Brendan J. Kelly, Plan Life, Athlone are the consultants. Phone 0902 2664 or 2178. And The Square, Roscommon, phone 0903 6791. Local representative, Pat Dunning.
Thank you very much. Plan Alive seem to have the answer to my children's education. I will contact them straight away.
Celebrate Easter weekend at the Rustic Inn, Abishrew. Easter Sunday night, holiday dancing to Porge, Griffin and Company. Dancing from 10 until 2. And Easter Monday, the Rustic Inn, Abishrew present live in concert Christy Moore. Commencing at 9 p.m. The Rustic Inn, Abishrew. The ideal venue for weddings, parties and club functions. Dinner a la carte 6 to 10 p.m. Reservations, telephone 044-574-24 or 574-69. Remember, Easter Sunday, Porge, Griffin and Company. and Easter Monday night, Christy Moore live in concert at the Rustic Inn, Abishrule.
And that should be a good night tomorrow night in the Rustic Inn in Abishrule there with Christy Moore. Indeed, later on in the programme, we might be featuring a record from Christy as well. Here, Ashley, first of all, I want to wish you and all the Killy Lords here a very happy Easter. On behalf of Climber Cultus, also, I want to wish a happy Easter to all our members, musicians, dancers, singers and supporters, and all of your listeners as well. Secondly, as usual, Ashley, I wish to do a bit of advertising. Would you please announce that Climber Cultus Irish Night is in O'Mara's in Climber on Wednesday, the 2nd of April. That's next Wednesday night, and couldn't be in a better place. And there will be an open all-time waltz competition and valuable prizes, which include first, second and third, plus a big perpetual trophy. And all prizes are sponsored by Vincent and Teresa O'Mara, so they will be good prizes. Now, the competition is open and all are welcome to compete. Looking forward to your next visit to Climber at your own inconvenience. God bless to all in Kelly Larcher for the big part you play in the promotion of Irish music and song. Hope you keep up the good work for many years to come. Thanking you very sincerely. Best wishes from Carmel Shield, the secretary of the Climber branch. So, Climber Cultus Irish Night in O'Mara's in Climber on Wednesday, the 2nd of April. And if it's at night, the night we were down there, well, you want to go early because it'll be a super night. And there's an open all-time waltz competition with valuable prizes, and they're all sponsored by Vincent and Teresa O'Mara. Hello to the O'Mara families as well, and also a very special hello to the lady upstairs as well. I've forgotten her name, but we used to have a great old chat when we went down there long ago. So hello to you all down there. And Mrs. Shield goes on to say she has a very special request for Tim and Kathleen Kidney on their wedding anniversary. Congratulations to Tim and Kathleen Kidney, and hoping they enjoy many more happy years together. They are celebrating their 19th wedding anniversary. Tim, Kay, seems like only yesterday, on the 1st of April, which is tomorrow. Also, I would like to take this opportunity saying thanks to Tim for his dedication and hard work as chairman of Climber Cultus. So a nice letter and a nice note. So the place to be on next Wednesday night, the 2nd of April, is down in O'Mara's in Climber. I'm sure it'll be a great night down there. Now on to the music this time. As I said earlier on in the programme, I was in a particular gentleman's house last week, and he has a big collection of Irish records, and he selected a few for me, and we're going to feature them on the programme today. And during the coming weeks, we might be able to have a chat with this particular gentleman, and if not, well, we might be able to play some of his type of music, some lovely records, old and some so not so very old. But we're starting off today anyway. It's a duet, Reels, with Gary Shanahan on the flute and Carol Talty on the piano. Man of Iron and Sean Sochaux.